I was questioning what I was even doing. I know I want to do something creative and I want to make great things and I want to be able to make a living doing it, but damn, you know, you pick up your phone, you scroll through social media, and everyone is making things that are way better than the things you're making. Why should I even try when these people are so far along? And I feel like that's a trap that is easy for a lot of people to fall into. I promise you, if you just keep making stuff, as long as you make stuff that you like, if you like it, if you like genuinely like the stuff you're making, someone else is going to. And all it takes is the one right person that also likes the thing you made to see it.
Welcome to the B-Rad Podcast.
Aloha and welcome back to the B-Rad Podcast, a show about filmmaking and photography and creative things happening here in Hawaii. Super duper stoked to have my boy Tyler Burnaby today here. You might know him better on the socials as JBugs or JBugs Creative, and we're going to talk about our little friend AI. Fun times. So we've got a lot going on, and Tyler has been jamming real hard on some amazing digital art these days, and just fired up to hear more about his story and more about his passion for this. So without further ado, welcome Tyler.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I am stoked to be here, and yeah, looking forward to talk about this, and hopefully more people in Hawaii get to understand what is going on in the landscape that I am very involved in, because none of my work nowadays comes out of Hawaii.
yeah. While we're gonna jump into AI real quick, I wanna take a couple steps back. Bring me back to before all of this. Talk to me about Tyler and what you were doing before you got into AI, how you got started, a little bit about your backstory here.
Yeah, so before I started doing the AI thing, like full-blown, I was freelance videography, mostly editing for about the 2.5 years prior. And that was, you know, some months feast, some months famine. I was going through the usual freelance creative, trying to figure out the lane and how to make it thing. And before that, I worked as a executive assistant / community manager for a software development company in the crypto space for almost 5 years. And me going headfirst into videography and editing was kind of a snap decision, because as with what can happen with a lot of things in startup culture, one night my six-figure paycheck disappeared. And literally in a day, the job that had given me security and comfort for the last 5 years, that allowed me also to get into videography and editing just as a hobby and as a passion on the side, ceased to exist. And I immediately had to turn my hat and say, okay, well, I guess I am now a professional. This thing I've been doing just for fun.
That's awesome to hear, because I feel like there is a lot of pivoting taking place right now for all different kinds of reasons, whether it's economy or people just being burnt out with whatever they're doing. It's a very different landscape for people that want to create their own path, whether that's creatively or musically or whatever that thing is. We have an opportunity now to forge our own way. Talk to me about that for you right now.
So I think the largest realization I've had in probably the past, like, I want to say year and a half, but really, like, it's really smacked me in the face over the last year, is that the idea of the 9-to-5 and going to an office or going to, like, a quote-unquote normal job, if you don't feel like that's for you and you don't feel like that's your calling, it's more possible now than it ever was before. And every day like we exist right now is going to be the hardest, it's literally going to be the hardest it is, and it's only going to get easier to make your own way and figure out what that looks like for you, because of just like our phones, literally our phones. You don't even need a crazy computer setup or anything like that to do anything digital anymore. If you have the idea, you can literally bring it to life with your phone. And as long as you have the willingness to grind through the beginning part of, man, what am I doing? And no one wants to listen to what I have to say. you can make it happen. That's like been the biggest realization to me.
It's pretty amazing. And the trajectory is just so fast.
It literally takes one video.
Right.
It takes one video that to everyone will look like, whoa, he got lucky. Not looking back under the iceberg of the last couple years of just like grinding and learning how to do things and putting stuff out that only got 100 views and just sticking with it. But it really just takes the one video, and then like literally the entire career changes.
So awesome to hear. I remember talking to you even a year ago and just asking you what's going on, thinking about bringing on as like help with editing, and then all of a sudden, boom, life change.
Absolute life change.
Yeah.
And it literally took one video. And the funny thing is that it was literally a video that while I was making it, there were multiple times in that process where I was about to scrap the video.
Wow.
And just because it was less than ideal for all the effects I was trying to do to it. The rotoscope was a pain in the ass, and I just like nothing in me wanted to finish rotoscoping that video. And I was like, no, there's something here. And I'm so happy I didn't scrap it.
That's amazing. So if you take away one thing, don't stop going.
Don't stop. And regardless of like what you think anyone else thinks about you, or thinks about what you're doing, or anyone else like judging what you're doing, I promise you they are more worried about their story and what is happening to them personally. Just keep going.
There you go. Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast right now or watching it on YouTube, before we take another step, I want you to go find this guy on Instagram, jboogs.creative.
That's jboogx.creative. Yes.
And look at some of the stuff that he's doing, just so you have some context, some framework for the art that he's creating. Hit pause here, come right back to it, just so you know that what we're talking about isn't probably what you're thinking about. Yeah. So take a look at some of that art, come back, and then we'll restart this. But yes, we're getting back in here with Jay Boogs. What is Jay Boogs? What's that about?
I actually don't even know. There's literally no Jay anywhere in my name, and I think I've literally had the dance name Jay Boogs since I was like, I don't know, 17, and I literally think the Jay just came because I worked at Jamba Juice back in the day. Everyone just knows me by that name, so we're just sticking with it.
There you go.
And no one needs to know that story.
I mean, it's amazing where some of our past brings us. Okay, so we're here, Jay Boogs. Explain to people that are just listening to this on a podcast, what is AI? Let's start from the beginning. What is AI?
Okay, so AI, aka artificial intelligence, aka our robot overlords. Everything I do involves what we refer to as generative art or generative animation, and it's the process of, through using these AI models, which are trained on data sets of millions and billions of images from across the internet, and that's something we can talk about in a second. Through using these data sets of these large images, giving it a prompt, it pulls from all different corners of these images that it's trained on, and it tries to make the most sense out of the words that you type into it. And it results in these really interesting animations that almost have this like this breathing feeling, that as stuff is happening, as the characters are animated, as the background is animated, the rest of the animation almost feels alive in a way, because things are constantly changing and breathing, and it's animated in a way that if you were to pay a traditional animator or a VFX artist to do it, it would take a very long time and it would not be very cheap.
Absolutely. So this intersection that you're talking about between you as somebody who's creative, has ideas, plugging in keywords, with some of these other visual assets that are bringing to the table. Talk to me about that process. How does it start? Where does it go? And what is that creative process like for you?
So the difficult part for me and the hurdle I've had to overcome in all this is that almost everyone that I have met in the AI art landscape comes from either a coding, development, or programming background. Mm. There are very few people that are deep into it that come from a filmmaking or artistic background. And a lot of the people from the coding and programming side found their way into this because suddenly they had a new way to actually express their creativity. So these guys are the ones building the tools and setting up the processes that I'm using. And then people like me are the ones taking it and like drilling down and going to the next level. But what this looks like is, and it's hard to explain without like being able to do it, but and keep in mind, what I say now probably will be different in 6 months, but or even 2 months. But everything, a lot of what we're using now come from node-based workflows where you can kind of like build your own AI animation workflow in your browser window, depending on what the end result is you want to accomplish. So it's taking a lot of boxes with a lot of complicated words and plugging them into each other to get the desired output. And I spent the past 3 months building my own workflow that is geared around generative animations that I can use for things like dance videos and for commercial work.
Okay, you said a lot of crazy words that a lot of people who are just getting like a camera are like, wait a second. I mean, you're talking about programmers, you're talking about developers, you were in the crypto space, so you have some understanding of how digital bots can help. Talk to me about some of this.
So, okay, the easiest way to even understand what's going on with all of this is literally YouTube. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can learn anything on YouTube nowadays. The thing that AI has also that has made me realize, which would probably be counterintuitive to what a lot of people would think, because a lot of people think AI and I'm going to lose my job, or it's coming for our jobs, or especially I know a lot of creatives are getting nervous with what AI is doing, but the AI art community and just the AI community in general is extremely vibrant. And of all the creative communities I've been a part of, I have never been a part of one that has been so open and willing to help one another and help other people understand how to use the tools. And so I've exchanged a lot of creative ideas from what I do with videography and editing with people who have more of a programming mind, and we've kind of meshed together. And there's a lot of things that I do that I'm not good at explaining.
Sure.
But other people have helped me get to a point where I'm able to use it like I'm just editing something in Premiere. Mm. And then I take it and I run with it. And when they need help on the creative side, I'm there to help them with that.
Got it.
So I wish I could give like a very clear explanation about what it is and how it all works. But the most important part about all this is that nothing I'm experiencing right now would be happening for me had it not been for the community aspect. Mm.
Yeah, that's super important. I'm going to bring this back to dance because I feel like there is a symbiotic relationship between your relationship with something purely art, purely fun, built around community, built around like expression, and the kind of grit and determination you need to become a good dancer, whether you're trying to perform for an audience or just for an audience of one. Mm-hmm. That kind of intuition, ingenuity, but also determination to get better at that craft is kind of like this, where you have to keep pushing buttons, you have to keep going, you have to, and then building that community around that is something that I see in the dance world that sometimes you don't see in the art world, but it sounds like you are through what you're building.
There's a lot of parallels with the creative AI community that I'm a part of that I've experienced in the street dance community, because this it really is the same thing, where it's like there's this thing that we can have immediate access to, because literally anyone with just their cell phone can have access to some level of generative art or AI art. Anyone with any type of functional body can have access to dance. The question is, do you want to do it or create something bad enough to put in the time to learn how to create something good? And if you do, I guarantee you, you can find someone that is willing to help you in one of those communities. And so that's a really great parallel that, yeah, you're right. And, you know, I started dancing when I was 16. I started popping and I was living on Maui. Yeah. And as you could imagine, there's not a big hip hop dance scene on Maui. And so it was a lot of nights just spent in my bedroom at home, downloading YouTube videos on a 28K modem because we didn't even have DSL where I lived yet, and trying to figure out like how to do an arm wave in my bedroom. And I got so obsessed and OCD with wanting to have like the best arm wave that I would literally just stand there for hours with my hand flat on the wall, learning how to twist my elbow so that I could have like a good arm wave. And I am pretty happy to say that I feel like that same type of like, I want to do this carries with me into a lot of things I do. The other side of that coin, though, is that if I'm just trying to learn something for the sake of learning it and it's not something that I'm really passionate about, chances are I'm not going to learn it and I'm not going to stick with it.
Sure.
I'm very much a full in or why bother type of guy.
But things just like with anything that you're pushing on your own, it can feel like pushing a rock up a boulder. Were there any times in your journey, whether that was pre any of this animation stuff, filmmaking stuff, where you were just like, I don't know if I can keep going?
Right before the viral video.
Huh.
Literally. So for people that don't know, or for anyone tuning in, the little gist of my like little champion moment up to right now is that I had a video on Instagram that I posted on like a Wednesday morning that over the first 3 days I posted it, did a totally like average number of views. I think at the time I had 20,000 Instagram followers, which is good. You know, I went from 10,000 to 20,000 in 3 months from doing AI stuff. It took me 4 years with my camera to get from 6,000 to 10,000. From 20,000, I got a video that got 11 million views. And while that one was getting 11 million views, I posted another one that got 6 million views and another one that got 800,000 views. And that single 11 million view video ran my Instagram from 20,000 up to 90,000.
Wow.
And actually right last night I just hit 99, so I'm 1,000 away from six digits. And that video came at a time when I was feeling burnt out creatively AI-wise. Luckily, I had gotten hired at an AI company. So I work for one of the largest AI art websites on the internet, doing all their social media content and helping them manage their community side of things. Right before I got hired at that job, I was editing wedding videos. And that was like what I was doing for most of my week. And then I would get like a gig or two on the side. And while I was editing the wedding videos and still just kind of like roughing it out as a freelancer, but getting into the AI stuff, I was putting out an AI video on Instagram every single day. I think I put one out every day for 45 days. And almost every one of those videos was a collaboration with someone that had a much larger Instagram account than me. So I was hustling because every time I would post a video, someone with a larger account would contact me and want a video. And call it what you want, there's a lot of work I've put out that I got a lot of views on that doesn't necessarily even resonate with me, but sometimes you just got to climb that ladder. And I saw this as, I was like, I don't know where this AI stuff is going to go. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, but the momentum that I'm getting on social right now can't be a sign. It like, it's going somewhere. I just don't know where that thing is. And there was a time right around the 40 or 45 day mark where I told my girlfriend one night, I was like, I don't know how much longer I can do this because I am burnt out. Like, you know, editing two full weddings a week, making wedding reels for Instagram for the company I work for, and then doing an AI video from 3 p.m. to 4 a.m. every night because I didn't have my super fast PC yet. It was just like, I loved what I was doing, but at the same time, you know, they say like get a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. No, that's not true. At some point, work is work.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. But literally the day after I told her that I didn't know how much longer I could do it, and she told me like just keep doing it. You have all this momentum. Something's gonna happen. The day after, I had a meeting with this CEO from the AI art website that I've now worked for almost 8 months, because he saw one of my videos float to the top of an AI art subreddit, and he wanted to talk to me. And that conversation, I was able to, which wasn't about a job at all, he just wanted to talk to me, I was able to parlay that and turn it into a full-time job in that one conversation.
Wow. That's...
And it happened just like that.
That's inspiring to hear. And I think it's also just a reminder that a year from now, like, is going to be dramatically different than whatever the status is today.
I think it's really easy. So like everyone is, you know, don't live in the past, don't live in the future, live in the present. But you know, you have to think about your future. It's good to be reminded about where you came from so you can acknowledge how far you've come, because sometimes in the moment, for whatever your current situation is that you're in, you can't quite see the way out. I know that for a minute there, I couldn't see the way out, and I was like at a really pivotal point of what it felt like for myself, where I was questioning what I was even doing with just like my life in general, like career-wise, professional-wise, and like I know I want to do something creative and I want to make great things and I want to be able to make a living doing it, but damn, you know, you pick up your phone, you scroll through social media, and everyone is making things that are way better than the things you're making. And then it's like, you know, why should I even try when these people are so far along? And I feel like that's a trap that is easy for a lot of people to fall into.
Absolutely.
With social nowadays,
yeah.
Is that, you know, the comparison thing.
Yeah.
I promise you, if you just keep making stuff, as long as you make stuff that you like, if you like it, if you like genuinely like the stuff you're making, someone else is going to. And all it takes is the one right person that also likes the thing you made to see it. It's like all it takes.
So cool, man. AI is in its infancy in comparison to where it's going to be in a year, in 10 years. What do you see happening with the help of the intelligence of these computers? Like you said prior, there's a lot of people that are worried about their jobs. There's a lot of people worried about how this is going to affect just the creative landscape of things going forward. People's human touch on storytelling. Where's this going, and how is this going to help with our workflows and help us get better at what we do?
So this is something that I put a lot of thought into, because even as someone who does AI now professionally, and this is how I've been making my living for almost a year at this point, you know, I still am keeping my eyes peeled, and I'm like, at what point do the things I'm using render me useless? And how can so here's the thing. I think from everything I've seen, from being someone who is trying to be as on the bleeding edge as possible, is that these are all just tools. And they are tools that will allow people to make incredible things easier than they ever did before. But if the person still doesn't have the idea and there's still no story, like if you can't tell the story, we're so like overwhelmed with cool looking stuff on social media and we get caught in the scroll every day that it's not enough just to make something that looks cool. And what I don't think AI will be able to replace is our ability to tell stories or our ability to craft taste. Because our taste is constantly changing.
Sure.
The AI will only know our taste that it's been trained on. But trends change, our taste changes, and we evolve. And it's going to evolve with us, but it's always going to be one step behind us. I feel. And the thing that so this is a question that I like asking people like you a lot. So and it's always interesting for me to hear the answer. So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
As someone who has not fully dove into the AI landscape yet, what would you say the difference is between someone like me making a video that is trained using an AI model that is trained on like other people's artwork that they didn't consent to, but my end result, if you watch my end video, there would be no way that you could tell what artist it's from, right? What is the difference between me doing that to you and someone, say, making the, what was it, the Wes Anderson social media trend, making the videos in the style of Wes Anderson? Because you saw that when it was happening on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. What is the difference there to you as a filmmaker?
There's a rad book or series called Steal Like an Artist, Austin Kleon. And I think what's evident throughout all the time is that we all steal. We all take ideas and inspiration from other people. And it's not because we want to be thieves. It's because that's how humanity operates. Mm-hmm. Like, we take ideas, we take just the infusion of how other people have lived, how other people have created, think it through our own processes, and turn out our own work. And that's how it's been forever with every industry. Whether you're in pharmaceuticals or filmmaking, I feel like that is the truth. And so teaching a computer to help you do that, I think, is no different. I mean, we've been using AI just really simply in the studio, mm-hmm. with things like how do you formulate questions for an interview, mm-hmm. something like that, because those take a long time to build, to create a meaningful conversation with somebody you've never met, mm-hmm. And if AI, through being able to research and source data, can pull in more meaningful questions about a particular subject because it's got the entire web, the entire Google library to reference from, you're going to create a better story as a result of that. And even just as an exercise today, you didn't know this, nobody else knew this, but I actually took my own 10 questions and then I ran some questions through ChatGPT and asked them, like, what would you ask somebody in the digital AI art on a podcast? And I've kind of intermixed them throughout this entire process to see whether or not those questions also resonate with listeners to, and even just with myself. I think some of the questions that ChatGPT in a 3-second result, mm-hmm. gave me better results than some of the things that I was already processing. Mm-hmm. So I believe that it's absolutely helpful. And the thing that people in our place, the thing that we've been struggling with that people don't even realize is just the quantity that's been placed on our plates as a burden from clients, from ourselves, with how much we have to produce. Mm-hmm. That's so different than 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago. People used to make one commercial, maybe every 6 months, maybe every 12 months. And now we're spinning out multiple pieces of content on multiple platforms, mm-hmm. every single day. So that requires more support, human support, or it requires some other way of helping us generate ideas and push out stuff. So I absolutely believe that it's going to just help us accelerate as creative people in a landscape where more is being asked of us every single day.
No, I totally agree. And so one of the things that I'm always asking myself is, at what point is a work considered transformative enough that it's no longer stealing? Because by a lot of people's definitions that have an issue with the whole AI thing and the ethical AI argument, by that definition that a lot of people throw at guys like me, a lot of the traditional art world and filmmaking and just everything creative in general is just as riddled with it. Mm. And the only difference is because of large language models like ChatGPT and the things that stuff like Stable Diffusion and Midjourney are trained on, we are now able to take inspiration at scale and distill it down to exactly what we want to produce at like a rate that we've never been able to do before.
Yeah.
And that scares people, I think.
Yeah.
And it especially scares people that don't understand how it's being done or how to use it. And they feel like some type of moral quandary with it, but it's like, what's the difference between like me making a video for Instagram in like, let's say it was just like someone that looks like Goku from Dragon Ball Z, right? Versus someone who sells fan art that they make of Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. What, because I didn't draw the lines?
Yeah.
Like I think there's a lot of hypocrisy going on with that argument. And something that gets thrown in my face a lot on social is that I'm not an artist. I tell them, you're right. I am. You can keep the title. I don't want it. But I'm going to keep making the things I like to make.
I love that. Yeah. Well, I want to kind of move into a different direction with all of this. We know that you make some amazing stuff. We've seen you just your trajectory like a rocket. It's going amazing. You're going to hit 100K probably by the time this thing is released.
Hopefully.
But let's talk about community right now. Discord has been a big part of your journey. And not just because of it's just an app building community with you, but why is community so important? Why is Discord such a big part of your journey, your learning, your sharing? Talk to me about that.
So AI, the AI niche in general is so vast and there are so many technical aspects to it and it's moving so rapidly that it is overwhelming and incredibly stressful as a single person to try to keep up with everything that gets released and everything that comes out because most of it is open source. So things are constantly being built and being iterated on and people are coming out with new versions. And if you are one person trying to figure it all out on your own, it's never going to happen. You're going to be restricted to one thing that you're going to have to dive incredibly deep into and then hope that one thing doesn't evolve to the point where, like, you need to relearn it. If you have a community around you, well, everyone in – so, like, we have a small private Discord full of various talented AI artists. And everyone is very interested in a very different specific niche of AI. Some guys are all about – audio-based AI and AI music. Some guys are strictly image generation. You have guys like me that are on the animation side with a brain that's constantly thinking about how can I make, like, where's the commercial viability in it all? And because there's so many of us watching so many different corners of it, the stress of feeling like you need to know everything isn't there. And whenever something comes along that we feel like, oh man, you need to check this out, we all tell each other and we keep each other in the loop. And literally in the past like 9 months, I don't remember the last time I hung out with like my like real life friends. I spend all my time in a voice channel in Discord. But that's how you get better at it.
I mean, but it also reminds us that though we live on an island, there's a world out there mm-hmm. that we can connect with on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Different time zones, different languages, different backgrounds.
Just last night, there was someone that I connected with on Instagram. His name is ShaneF3D on Insta, and he blew up. He's a 3D artist. He works in Cinema 4D and Houdini. But he blew up because he took a 3D render, ran it through the AI, and through making like this like a particle blooming 3D mm-hmm. animation, when he ran it through the AI, he turned it into this really beautiful like blooming flower thing, and the video, millions of views, like 20, 30, 40 million views, something crazy, astronomical like that. And I brought him into our Discord community, and last night he was showing us the behind the scenes of how he did it. And this man is a freelance 3D artist in China. And I'm here in Honolulu, and I make, you know, Instagram dance videos and commercial stuff. But it's like the ability for us to connect with people and learn more from shared experiences is greater than ever, than like it's ever been.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
All you have to do is put yourself out there.
So in these Discord servers, because I mean, I'm still very new to Discord and just the social dynamics of being in a room like that. Mm-hmm. If people want to join some of these Discord servers or these spaces where you guys are at, how can they get connected there?
Well, so like there are plenty of AI art community Discords, which are easily found generally through visiting like the prominent AI art websites. Like, you know, there is a Midjourney Discord where people not only generate their photos, but there's a community Discord in there as well. And same thing for the website I work for called Civitai. We have a Discord that has 60,000 people in it. And people are in there day and night showing each other photos, discussing prompting, discussing all these cool new tools that they're using, and also just hanging out with each other. It's not always AI. In our little private server, where like when I say private, our server is invite only, and you need to be doing something very cool in AI and have something to like contribute to the group, because when you come in, you're also going to learn a lot. You need to be bringing something. And the communities are out there. There's communities for like great communities for filmmaking and just editing. I was in the Adrian Purs Discord for a minute. You know who that is on Instagram, right? What's his Instagram handle? I forgot it. But he blew up last year because he made a really slick Instagram edit every day for the whole year. And in that time, he went from like a couple thousand followers to over 400,000.
Wow.
Just really good storytelling editing style. He started a Discord, has thousands of people in there just talking about everything filmmaking and editing.
That's crazy.
If you don't have a community directly around you in the physical space, I promise you can find it, and it's there. You just need to look for it.
Yeah. Well, a couple last directions I want to take this. So you can see this as like, I'm going home, I'm playing on the server, I'm doing some art and putting it up on Instagram. Going from that to actually turning that into some like commercial potential. You've also been able to work with some car companies. You've been able to do some fun things. How does this art translate from I'm doing this thing for fun on Instagram to I'm gonna actually help a brand utilize this technology to make something that helps them tell their story better?
Yeah, so I actually just wrapped up a campaign for this brand in Europe called the Yacht Week. We did three Instagram reels as well as their web reel for their website. And they wanted something that during the discovery call I had with them, they wanted something that would make people feel like they wanted something to evoke emotion, and they pointed to my viral video because it was very tropical and had like a very feel good vibe, and they basically told me they wanted that. And it's all about feeling and knowing when to tone things back. I think I'm very good at knowing when to tone things back, and that understanding that not everyone wants everything, and like it's also asking the right questions. Doing this stuff professionally, earlier last year I had a nightmare music video job that I did. Absolute nightmare. And it was because I was so new, I was so excited that these people even wanted me to do a music video, that I didn't even know like the right questions to ask and how to set expectations. So I think probably the bigger job for me with most clients as far as commercial viability goes is managing expectations, because the technology is so new and a lot of clients think that AI is magic, which it's not.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the brands that you've worked with and how they're utilizing the art that you're building?
Yeah, so there is the one for Yacht Week. I'm currently in talks with Bacardi and AMG, Mercedes, in Europe. So like the Mercedes thing, I can't say too much about it, but they essentially are telling a series of children's stories, and they want me to make the protagonist in the AI style.
Very cool.
So like they're going to dress someone up like practically as like a werewolf or something, and then I apply what I do to them. And it's just it's like it's not even necessarily that they're looking at me to replace someone to do animation, because I'm not cheap, but it's just it's a different style that people now have access to.
Yeah. I mean, it's an aesthetic. It's a different workflow. It allows you to dream in different ways that doing it maybe traditionally or practically probably isn't cost effective or time efficient even. So, I mean, you have a lot of different tools at your disposal that, I mean, Cinema 4D, Maya, trying to do it in those ways just probably are either creatively restrictive or financially restrictive. All different things.
The secret sauce, though, now, especially since you brought up those programs, like Blender is free, and it's open source, and it's quickly becoming the 3D choice for people freelancing. The secret sauce in all this, though, is taking existing tools, Premiere, After Effects, Blender, Photoshop. It's like anything you're already creating in, and figuring out how to mesh that with AI and not replace it.
Sure.
And I think that that's been a large part of why I've been able to have success here, is because I'm looking at AI from the lens of someone who was doing filmmaking and editing and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm trying to apply my existing techniques to it and making them fit together and not trying to replace anything.
And I think that the other part of that is people think of it as taking away jobs, but it also creates more opportunity for people, because it's so young and there's so many things to develop. There's so many new ways to be creative, and the learning curve doesn't take maybe 4 semesters of learning to get into a piece of software. So that's also just kind of freeing in that way.
It's very freeing. If you are stuck in the 9-to-5, but you want to be creative, you have multiple ways out. You just have to be willing to go through the grind after the 9-to-5 is done. If you're young and you want to do something like this, it's better than ever now, because you can literally learn anything you want to learn on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everything's free. It's all free.
Love that. Lastly, give us a shout. I mean, you're also going into YouTube now. Talk to the people about where people can find you, if they want to connect with you on even like a commercial project, or where do people connect with you?
Yeah, so you can find me on all social platforms at jboogs, that's JBOOGX.creative. And my contact is on all of those platforms. You can reach out to me directly through my Linktree, which is in all those places. I have a contact me form. And yeah, I'm literally always on my phone, always on my computer. So if you send me an email, I will see it.
Dude, super stoked to chat with you. And we could go on for a long time more, but we'll wrap it up here. If you guys want to know more, go follow Tyler and all the work that he's doing. If you got any questions, you can drop a comment here, or you can go and chat with him on Discord or Instagram or wherever you can find him, because he's all in places. That wraps it up for this one. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Chime in in the comments, and we'll catch you on the next one. Aloha.